questions about yourself, if I may? You spell your name Freed, F-R-I-E-D. Okay. How old are you, Mr. Freed?
82. Wait a minute. No, wait a minute. 1882. 1882, I was born.
1882. All right, I'll figure
it out. It's 87.
You're 87? Mm-hmm. Kind of hurry. You look marvelous for those years.
That's what the doctor tells me. Something wrong with you.
That's marvelous. What year did you arrive in America?
I arrived in America. A cousin of mine got me out here. Mm-hmm. And I came to his place. And they were looking for a job, no job to be getting.
What year was that, Mr. Freed?
1913.
And that's, you came to Pittsburgh right away?
No, to Donora.
To Donora?
Donora, Pennsylvania. Yeah.
That year, right, you came straight to Donora?
Straight, there I came straight to my cousin in Donora, yes. Oh.
And from where did you come, Mr. Freed?
From Hungary.
Hungary.
And the town, it's awful hard to write down. Let me write it down.
Then you spell it for me.
No, you
have to write it down. Okay. Okay. I just want to know a little bit about your life in Europe before you came here.
In Europe?
Yeah, just, and I'll ask you specific questions so you can just answer the questions. This town that you came from, was it a big city or a little town?
It's a small city.
A small city?
Small city. Uh-huh. An American-style city.
Oh, a modern city.
American-style, full of shops, working people, conductors. You know, it was a railroad center, better said. A railroad center. Uh-huh. Conductors, what they call them, engineers, and all of kind of working people.
Yeah.
They put together the machines, the engines, and they put together the cars, and they built it. It was
a big industrial town.
A big industrial. Yeah. In Europe, it was big.
Yeah. Well. What type of a house did you live in there?
In Europe?
Yeah, Mr. Freed.
Brick.
A brick, I mean, was it an apartment house or a private house? Or
private.
Small private
house? I owned the property.
You owned it yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how old were you when you came here then? You were a grown
32.
Oh, you were well established by then.
Oh.
You were married before you came?
I was married and had three children in Europe.
Now, what kind of work did you do there, Mr. Freed, in Europe?
I had a general store there.
A general store?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was it a good business there?
It wasn't so good. If it wouldn't be good, I wouldn't be here.
I see. And what languages did you speak in your home in Hungary?
Hungarian.
Did you speak Yiddish too?
No, not at home. You see, I had a wife, she couldn't speak Yiddish.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And she spoke Hungarian, even to the children, she spoke Hungarian.
Was she Jewish or?
Jewish,
oh,
yeah.
But she didn't know how to speak Yiddish.
Oh, she was more religious than I am, right. than I was.
What kind of schooling did you have there as a boy?
Yeshiva Bucher.
Yeshiva. That would be equal to what, high school here, or?
Something like yeshiva.
Oh, yeshiva, did they go into gymnasium after that? Was that the same there, or?
Something like that. That is the Yeshiva University in New York, but it isn't a college. It's just plain a yeshiva.
Yeah.
But you study Talmud.
Talmud. And how about other things like they would in a regular school? Did you study, for example, arithmetic and things like that?
Oh, yes, sure. That goes with it there. Sure.
And in Europe, what was your synagogue like? Did they have a big shul there, a little shul?
They had a nice shul. We had there over 300 members, Orthodox.
And your own rabbi?
Our own rabbi.
And it was a large building, a modern building?
A nice, not modern, an old building.
A brick or what?
But it was a shul, you know, it's built like a temple.
I see. Out of stone or out of...
Out of stone, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, what were your relations with the non-Jewish people in your community? Did you get along with them?
That was the trouble. Yeah. The non-Jewish people. We went to school together.
Not in yeshiva?
No.
Did you go to another school before?
To public school we went when I was younger.
Oh, I see. You mean like the elementary school?
Elementary school.
You went to public
school? To public school with the Gentiles. We grew up together. We were pals together. We didn't know the difference between Catholic and Reform and any kind of other. We know that we are Hungarians. That's all we know there. Hungarians. We were. And we liked each other. Mm-hmm. The end was, when I came over here already, as long as I was at home, everything was brotherly, friendly. Mm-hmm. For instance, my neighbor, a lady, I called her Aunt. She called me son.
I mean, she was a Gentile.
A Gentile, yeah. And things like that. We were so nice to each other. As soon as they smelled Hitler, they begin to kill the Jews. Those people with whom I am born and raised, they killed the Jews.
But you left in 1913, you said.
1913.
Was there anti-Semitism then?
No.
It was still nice there.
Still nice. Very nice. There was no such a thing as... we thought that it's no different. A Hungarian is a Hungarian.
Now, when you were in Hungary, did you belong to any political organizations like the Zionists or the Bund or the Labor Union, anything?
No.
You didn't belong to anything at all?
No, really.
Okay.
A Fremerie.
Yeah. And then, so apparently at that time, the government was friendly to the Jews. And at that time, what did you think about America at that time? Did you think anything about it?
I didn't know anything about it. I had an uncle here, and he came home, and
he came back to Hungary.
Hungary. And I complained to him that business is very bad. And he says, you know what? I'll write to my son, Dinora, and he'll take you over there, and you'll be okay there. Mm-hmm. So I came over here. And I didn't know much about it. When I got here, no job, no work.
Is that right?
So I got a job in a grocery store. The reason I got the job is because I speak different languages. I speak the Slavish languages, and Hungarian, German. So that's why I got a job here in Denora.
And this was your uncle that was here?
Oh, yes.
He went back and he brought you over.
He remained in Hungary.
Oh, he remained in Hungary.
But his son was here and his children were here. Two daughters he had here and the son was here.
I see. Did you come with your whole family?
No, I came by myself. I left the store with my family in Europe.
I see. Yeah. Did you travel with a group, or you just booked passage for yourself? Was there a group that went together?
I ran to America. I got a passport, and I didn't ask questions because the war was in the air.
Yeah.
War, that killed the...
The Kaiser.
The Crown Prince.
Oh, yeah.
They killed him.
Yeah. Prince Rudolph, wasn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
And they killed him, and they were smelling war, and more than that, they notified me in case there is war, to be ready to go.
In the army.
In the army. And I had a cousin, he just came home from there. He was there 6 months, and he was crying as a baby. How bad it was there. He was sleeping outside in all that stuff.
So you left so that you could, for business and to keep out of the army, both?
Yeah. I left. I had papers with me that I am in business and I am going to Vienna shopping. In Vienna I am going to Leipzig shopping, doing business, and I got over to America.
Oh, you mean you got out without legitimate papers?
Otherwise
they wouldn't let you out.
I had legitimate paper, but they wouldn't accept that. Because it smelled war.
Oh, and they weren't letting anybody out?
They wouldn't let anybody out.
I see. So you traveled, you went to all these different cities, like it said, or did you go directly to a boat?
I went as far as Vienna.
Yeah.
From Vienna I went to Leipzig.
Yeah.
And from Leipzig they sent me to the boat.
Yeah. And would you travel by train all this way?
All this way, train, by train.
And you took the boat where?
In Potsdam, they called it. This.
Potsdam,
that's in Holland.
Holland, yeah. Oh, you went to Holland.
Yeah.
That's interesting. You've had quite a journey.
Sending me around, you know. They had to send me around in a kind of war. Was smelling for it. The war was going on already.
I see. Who met you here at Ellis Island, Mr. Freed?
Nobody.
Nobody.
I got the ticket straight to the Nora. I wanted to get off in New York because I got a lot of landslide there.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let me. They put me on the train to the Nora.
Is that right? Was that some organization met you, like the
Hayas
or
somebody? No, he bought a ticket that way. My cousin bought me the ticket here.
I see.
That way. The Nora.
So directly from Ellis Island to Denora, nonstop.
Nonstop.
But nobody met you there like Hayas or somebody to take you off the boat?
No.
You said you brought papers with you that you were you brought your passport.
Oh, yes.
And any other special papers?
No, just the passport.
And you said something certifying that you were a
merchant? Oh, I had those papers, you know, to show them in the road there in...
Oh, to show in Europe?
Then in Europe,
I
that
see.
They should leave me go, that I am going
that
for
you
business.
Were going
I
business.
Had that run away.
I see. Did you bring any other special papers here to America?
No,
nothing special?
Nothing at all. I just came the way I was, run away.
Okay.
I had a mother, and she began to cry, back. What's necessary, just a little package, and go. I don't want you to go to war.
I can't blame, no mother wants to see her son go to war.
And they killed her there.
Is that right?
Yeah, those Nazis killed her.
Is your name the same as it was in Europe?
No. What kind of a name have you got here?
No, I just put that you had a passport with you. Oh, your name here is Freed.
F-R-I-E-D. Oh, that was the same name.
The same name as
same
you?
Name. Oh, yes. F-R-I-E-D.
I see.
But the difference is I changed my name here to William.
Oh, to William Freed.
Yeah.
And what was it in...
In Hungarian it was...
Hungarian name.
Okay.
But was this William a translation of the Hungarian version?
No, it isn't. I got in my passport also the name that I could use the Hungarian name and I could use this new name.
I see.
William name. You see, they made fun out of the Hungarian name.
I see.
And my name is Ignác.
Ignác, ah.
And they made all of kind of fun out of that name.
So you changed it to William.
So I changed it when I got the papers. Citizen papers I changed.
To William.
But they wouldn't accept that, so they put on Ignác.
On your citizenship.
On the citizen papers.
I see.
Not in the front, in the back they put it on that Ignác Freed became William Freed.
I see. Well, when you, what first impressed you when you came to the United States? You came to the United States, what first impressed you? That it was big, it was dirty, it was,
No, nothing impressed me, just that I, according to my uncle, I'll make money in the United States, and I didn't. I couldn't get a job. I had to accept the job they gave me. So the job they gave me is because I spoke the languages, so I went out taking orders for a grocery store.
Yeah.
And I had to drive a horse in wagon to deliver the orders and to take care on the horse and in the wagon and take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a hard job. And then when I got through with the delivery, to get the orders and deliver the orders, I had to work in the store. And I wait for the month very badly to see how much they're going to pay me for that.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think they paid me? They said, the boss, $20 a month.
$20 a month?
A month. And board, rooming board. And laundry he gave me. Oh, the rooming board and laundry was pretty good. I was satisfied. But the $20, I wasn't satisfied because to send money to my family, it would have cost me another, at least $50. So if I were to send him the $20, that would help him because I left it there with the store, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the store wasn't so very good, so about the $50, I mean the American $50 would have helped.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't give me that much money to send home the $20. So
how did you get this job?
Through my cousin.
Oh, your cousin found this job for you. I see.
So, I'm delivering once merchandise, you know, from the grocery store. A fella is standing in the corner there, and he begins to holler at me, "Ignaz, Ignaz, Ignaz." And I thought somebody makes fun, you know, in America, that's a funny thing.
Yeah.
So I get a look, and I see the fella, and that was a fella by the name Eugene Kepich.
Mm-hmm.
He says, when did you come to America?
Lunchman.
Sure, it comes from the same. When did you got here? You didn't let me know. And he begins, he was very happy to see me.
Uh-huh.
He says, for God's sake, did you come to America to be a kutcher? You know what a kutcher
yes,
is?
Yes.
To drive a horse? And he gives me all of kind of, I says, say, keep quiet, I'm happy that I got this job.
Uh-huh.
He says, you come with me, you come to my house in Pittsburgh. I'll get your job, you'll make $100 a day. A day, $100, more than $100 a day. Here, $20.
How long had you been working at this job, Mr. Freed?
A month.
Oh, this you had been here a month?
A month. Yeah. I speak already two words English.
Uh-huh.
And David didn't want to give me 50 cents more, and here he talks $100 a day.
Sure.
But he goes to his pocket and hands me $20. You come to my place. There is your expenses. So I came home.
He lived in Pittsburgh.
He was in Pittsburgh, in Fifth Avenue. 1516 Fifth Avenue, my son bought the building.
Is that right?
So I came to Fifth Avenue there, come to his place, and he was awful happy. He gave me a nice room. And he says, have you still got some money? If not, I'll give you some more money, you know. He takes me down to Klein's restaurant there, and he showed me there was about I wouldn't say much, over 100 people. There used to be a pool room here, Deitchel's pool room, mm-hmm. next to Klein's restaurant. And they were sitting there and they were hungry. They didn't go, they couldn't get a job. Says, you see those people? If they wouldn't be lazy, they all could make money. But they are lazy. That's why they sitting around here and they haven't got. Those days you paid 5 cents for a cup of coffee in a cheesecake. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have that much money, he says. And if you listen to them, you wouldn't have. No, I'll take you up to the Detmer Woolen Company.
The which?
Detmer Woolen Company.
Detmer Warren Company. What kind of company was
Woolens,
that?
Woolens. They were selling
Woolens, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they teach me how to take a measurement for tailor-made suits.
I see.
And they made out of me a tailor there.
Is that right?
So long as I could take good measurement, they said, we guarantee that the suit is going to be a tailor-made suit if you take the right kind of a measurement. And they teach me that. They teach me how to make out the order blank.
They taught you how to take measurements to do other tailoring or just to take measurements?
Just take measurements and bring in the orders to them, and the rest of them leave it to them.
Oh, you took the measurements and the order and then you gave it to the tailors?
I gave them the order. I got the measurement in the order and gave it to them.
I see.
So, next day,
excuse me, Mr. Freed, before we go on, I want to get something down about the first place you lived. You lived with the people who owned the grocery store.
Yes, ma'am, in Denora.
And was it in a nice neighborhood or in Denora? Were they Gentile people or Jewish people?
They were all Gentiles that time, foreigners, Slavish and Polish. And he had a store there between them.
I mean, this was a Jewish man who owned the store.
Oh, a Jewish man.
Oh, and you lived with him.
Yeah, Applebaum, Harry Applebaum.
I see. Okay. All right. So we were, you learned how to do, take measurements and give the orders.
Yeah.
And how much money did you make doing this, Mr. Green?
So my friend tells me, I'm going to take you out and I'll show you how to sell it. You know what he did to me? We went on the train. He shows, you see those, there is 200 houses. If you knock every door, you're bound to get 10 orders. And if you get 10 orders, that's over $100. And get out. He pushed me out from the train. He pushed me out from the train and I was sitting there, he says, yes. What's going on with this guy? He gives me money, he gives me room, and he pushed me, he promised me to show me how to do business, and he got up. So I sit down and I was worried. I didn't know how to ask for a ticket back to Pittsburgh. I would have come right away back.
Where did he drop you off?
In a mine.
In one of the outlying mine towns? Do you remember where
around
it was?
Irving, Pennsylvania.
Near where?
Irving, Pennsylvania.
Near Irving, Pennsylvania.
I'm sitting there worried. All of a sudden I see a bunch of black people walking. In the front they had
lamps
yeah. And they speak loud Slavish. And I heard the Slavish language, I got happy.
He knew what he was doing, didn't he?
He knew what he was doing. Yeah. I went over and greeted them. The way I greeted them, one of the fellers between the bunch of the Slovaks runs over to me, hugs me and kisses me. You know, he was black from the coal, from the...
From being in the mine.
From being in the mine. And he kisses me and, hello, you're Hungarian, you know, a guy, not a Jewish. Yeah, we went together to school.
Oh, you mean he was somebody from your town?
From my town.
Wow.
We went together to school, you know.
That was a coincidence.
And he says to me, don't you know me? We went to school, we were the best friends. So he says, you come with me to my rooming house. And I went with him to his rooming house, and there was about 15 roomers, boarders. Mm-hmm. And he got washed. You see, the landlady washed him. Mm-hmm. And when he got washed, I recognized him. He was a blonde man, and he looked black. He was black. And we were awful happy. He goes over to the landlady. He tells her, "Mrs., this is a friend of mine, a Jew. And he wouldn't eat what we eat. He wouldn't eat pork. Could you give him something that he could eat?" She says, "Oh, yes, I got fresh bread. I just got it out from the oven. I got sour cream. I got butter. And I'll make him a couple eggs." So I was home already. I didn't want it anymore. After we got through with eating, this friend of mine, he gets up, he says, "Hey, John, come here. You are talking already 2 years to me that you're going to buy a suit. This is my friend, a tailor from Budapest, you know." So I measured up the guy for a suit. $12 deposit, you know, he had to give me. He gave me the $12 deposit. He called the other guy over. I sold 13 suits in that house. When I got out from there, I see my friend didn't lie to me.
And you took your order back to Pittsburgh.
I took it to the Detmer Woolen Company. Yeah, in the Detmer Woolen Company, the manager gave me also $20 to have expenses.
Oh, so how did you work, on a salary or commission?
I worked on commission, so much on a suit, from $6 to $15. Mm-hmm. Always depended how big the order was, how big the sale was.
I see. Did they give you any salary at all?
No.
Just straight commission. While you worked in the shop before you went out, did they pay you there? Or did they, when they were teaching you how to take measurements and so forth?
No, they
didn't pay you.
No.
You just went in to learn?
Just went in to learn.
How long did that take? A few weeks?
Oh, no, just a couple hours, 3 hours maybe. He showed me how to take the measurement and how to write down the order.
And then you had to go out on your own and get the orders.
Yeah, and he prepared for me a sample case. All of kind of woolens, samples.
I see. And you were supposed to travel and get these orders.
Oh, yes, I was supposed to.
I didn't understand.
He didn't care where I go, as long as I get the order.
I see.
So I came in and But my friend told me I got to make at least $300 that day. And I didn't make that much, not even $100. It was $90-some I made.
I'm still pretty good money for those days.
So he says, "No, was hast du gemacht? Was hast du gemacht? The gates, was it?" I says, "Oh, I couldn't make $300. But look what I made. You greenhorn, $90 is nicht genug." He began to holler at me. I said, "You said $300. Well, how could I be satisfied?" So I begin to go out to work. I average every week around $75, $80. But I had to work. I had to go out and knock doors.
Did you work on Shabbos and on Jewish holidays?
Any day.
You worked all?
Not holidays, but Shabbos worked. I had to deliver suits Shabbos. Mm-hmm. I had to do, and then when I delivered the suit, I used to get orders.
I see. So how long did you remain at this work, Mr. Freed? How long did you continue to do this?
Over 2 years. And I was very happy and satisfied. Mm-hmm.
And you worked all kinds of hours, I'm sure.
All kinds of arts. I never know when to, as long as they open the door, I walked in. Uh-huh. One day a friend, also a landsman, tells me, you wanna make $2,000 a month a day? I looked at him, $2,000 a day in America. I looked at him and I said, yes. I got